Hi there. The word for you today is, I'm praying for you. When somebody says to you, I'm praying for you, there is no greater expression of love. The tragedy of religion without power is that it leaves you ignorant of the incredible potential of prayer. You see, prayer moves God. You think about that, and when God moves, people and situations begin to change. Jesus told Peter right before he denied him, Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. And God answered that prayer. In spite of his denial of Christ, Peter ended up leading one of the greatest spiritual awakenings in history, and two of the books in the Bible are named after him. He wrote them. Look, only eternity will reveal the lives that have been salvaged and the ministries either sustained or restored through prayer. You see, there is no distance in prayer. Think about that. In prayer, you can project yourself into any situation, at any time, anywhere on earth, claiming this promise, Mark 11:24. Jesus said this, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. When the Philistines were about to annihilate Israel, Samuel said, 1 Samuel 7 verse 5, and I quote, I will intercede with the Lord for you. And what was the result? Well, let me read it to you. The Bible says, the Lord thundered against the Philistines. Perhaps that's why the old-timers in church used to talk about praying up a storm. Bottom line, God comes by invitation. He waits to be asked. Your prayers open the door to him. Anytime you pray in Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit is authorized to go to work, accomplishing things on your behalf that simply can't be accomplished any other way. So remember that next time somebody says, I'm praying for you.